Welcome to Work It, Live It, Own It, a show that explores how to upgrade your lifestyle through life lessons, real estate, and entrepreneurship. Here's your hostess, Sakola Lair. Have you ever wondered what really, truly drives successful individuals and businesses? Because after all, some people just seem like they have it all together. They've got it all figured out. They may have the right team members surrounding them, the right people. Maybe some people were just fortunate, right? And you think about what sets them apart from the rest of us. Well, when it comes down to it, it's really truly something profound, yet it's often overlooked. And that is having core values. These are the guiding principles, or what I like to call the secret sauce, that actually fuels people's achievements and shapes their paths. So today, we are going to explore the fundamental aspects of success, and that is core values. Let's dive in. So when you're thinking about core values, and I've talked about having core values in previous podcast episodes, but I really wanted to hone in and dedicate this particular one episode to core values, because it is the root of how I live my everyday life, whether it's in business, my personal life, my personal relationships with my friends and my family. And I want the same thing for you. So I'm just going to share with you some ways and tips on how I was able to achieve this. The first thing I want you to look at is that core values provides clarity and purpose. So first and foremost, core values brings that clarity and purpose to our lives. It helps us by understanding what really truly matters to us, not other people's expectations, but for us, what we stand for, who we represent, what we want to achieve. And when we have a clear sense of values, it becomes easier to make decisions that align with our true selves. And we can actually start to filter out distractions and actually focus and hone in on what really, truly matters, both personally and professionally. So that's the first part. It provides clarity and purpose. The second is it takes and plays an important role in business. And this is how I learned about core values. So my first official side business when I was working my 9-to-5 is that I was trained to become a certified coach's VA. This is when the coaching industry was taking off and the world of having virtual assistants was still kind of new, but it was taking shape and it was taking flight. And a lot of people were getting into the coaching industry and the virtual assistant industry. And my mentor, who was training me, said, I need you to write down your core values. Come up with 5. And these core values is what I have incorporated since then. It helps me in my roles in my business. It's a pivotal role in my business because it shapes the culture and the identity of our organization, how we set it up, how we structure it, how we establish it, how we communicate our core values to our team, our stakeholders, our partners. We create this shared sense of purpose and direction for our business. And in this way, it fosters a positive, cohesive work environment by attracting like-minded individuals who resonate with our brand and resonate with our values. And even if you do happen to hire someone, you will be able to quickly identify that this person may not be the right fit for our company. And it's okay, because we all make mistakes and we all look at hindsight and say, you know what? I made a decision. I made an error And we have to let our ego go. We have to check our ego and say, you know what? I thought this was going to be a good fit, but actually, no, it's not going to be a great fit for our team. And it's okay. The next thing, after it plays a crucial role in our business, is that it helps guide us during challenges. So having core values, look at it as it serves as a compass for us. When we're faced with difficult challenges or uncertain times and situations, we can actually turn to our core values for guidance because they provide a framework for us to make ethical choices to ensure that the actions that we take are going to be aligned with our beliefs. And you will be surprised. There are a lot of people who don't have any type of core values, or they base their beliefs or core values on the popular trends, but they don't really take the time to establish these core values. And then when difficult situations or challenges arise, they are lost. They don't know what to do. They're stuck. They're stuck in this loop. So having these core values can not only help us maintain integrity, but it can also help us to build trust with others, because we will now start to surround ourselves with people who align with our core values to help support us. And you may have found that sometimes that when you're faced with a difficult situation, you may turn to someone that you love and that you trust, only to find out that they don't have your back. At the end of the day, the bottom line is you should have your own back. Because if you don't have your own back, you can't expect anyone else to. But when you have core values and you surround yourself with people who align with your core values personally and professionally, you will be surprised of the type of support you will receive. So yes, your core values can actually help guide you during difficult challenges. Now, next, core values can help you filter out opportunities. And here's what I mean. Chadwick Boseman gave a commencement speech. I believe it was at Howard University, his alum, his alma mater. And he talked about an experience where he had a role on a soap opera. And that role really didn't resonate with him. He had some questions about the role. He really couldn't understand why this particular character never knew his father, or there was issues with drugs. And he questioned and he said, well, why couldn't this particular character know his father? Why couldn't he come from a two-parent home? Why couldn't he be faced with different situations or different challenges? And because he questioned that role and the motivation for his character, the powers that be decided that he was not a good fit. Now, Chadwick could have said, you know what? It's okay. It's okay. I'll do the role. I'll do the part as is. Well, he got fired from that position. And he actually said that it was okay. You know why? Because he had core values. He was able to filter out opportunities for himself and recognize the ones that did not align with him. Now, yes, being an entrepreneur, being a business person, being a person in the arts, or acting like Chadwick Boseman was, he could have been scared about rent, making payments. How is he going to make a living? But also think about it this way. If he had not stuck to his core values and he stayed on that daytime drama, would he have been afforded all the different opportunities that he was in his lifetime? Would he have become Black Panther? Would he have been able to play Thurgood Marshall or Jackie Robinson? We don't know. So filtering out these opportunities, having these core values, is an important aspect for us to be able to filter out partnerships. I can honestly tell you, since I started my podcast, I have gotten so many different messages from people who have said, I can help you do this. I can help you take your podcast to here, there, every which way. And I try to give people the benefit of the doubt. I hear what they have to say, even people who are just starting out in business, because, hey, the reality is every single one of us had to get a start from somewhere. We didn't come out the gate knowing everything that we know now. Someone had to train us. Someone had to help us. Someone had to teach us. And we had to be a teachable person. But when I explain to you my brand, what I'm looking for, what I want, what I envision for myself, and you don't listen to that, then I know we are not a good fit, because you're trying to run my business your way and I'm trying to run it my way. And after all, it is my business at the end of the day. Another prime example I'll give to you as far as filtering out opportunities. I have been invited to speak on a platform, and I realized that my schedule and my family schedule is pretty tight. So I wanted to find a time where I could actually spend time with my family that coincided with me spending time with my nephews and my brother. So an opportunity came up for me to speak on a particular day, and I realized, no, that's today I want to go and see my nephew play basketball. So I said, you know what? I'm going to reach out to them and see if I can switch the date around and explain to them why. If they say, no, I can't switch that date, thank you for the opportunity, and I will move on. But when I messaged them, and just keep in mind, I messaged them weeks in advance and said, hey, this is how our schedules align, and it's really important for me to go see him play. They messaged me back and said, oh, that's absolutely fine. Oh, I'm sure it's going to be a treat, you watching him play basketball. Yes, we can work that out. Great. Great. Had they not been able to work that out, I would have been okay to just walk away and go on about my business and say thanks, but no thanks. So again, having those core values actually helps you to filter out what are the right strategic alliances, joint ventures, partnerships, things not just in business, but also in your personal life. This allows you to stay true to yourself by avoiding compromising your integrity for short-term gains. Think about that. It allows you to stay true to yourself without compromising your integrity for short-term gains. And I'm going to talk about that sprint mindset in another episode. Now, let's talk about how you can actually establish core values, because again, this is important. So I'm going to give you a couple of tips here. So if you're driving, that's fine. Just make sure you save this, download this episode. If you're watching this on YouTube or on Spotify, some of these things are going to be in the show notes, but you can actually watch this. Okay. So just hear me out. This is what I have done to help me establish my core values. Step one, here's what I want you to do. I want you to do some self-reflection. Yes, that means you're going to have to delve into your brain and do some self-reflection by asking yourself what really truly matters to you. What practices you hold dear, what kind of impact you want to make in the world. Write down a list of values that resonate with you, not anybody else's expectations, but yours, and then prioritize them based on their significance. Because these core values are going to become your guiding principles. Now, you may say, I find it challenging to write down my core values, to write down what it is that I really want to say or what I hold dear. So here's another example I'm going to give you that actually helped give me a good start. If you know at least 25 people, whether it's on Facebook or real life, and I would prefer if you actually ask people who have known you at least for 5 years or more, ask them to give you three, to describe you in three words. Ask 25 people to describe you in three words. Then take those list of words, and you could send it through Facebook Messenger, a text, whatever. but get those three words from 25 different individuals and look for a common thread. And if you see five words or five character traits that stand out to you, that resonate with you, that a lot of people, those 25 people see, you can start from there. But I do want you to start first by doing some self-reflection. But if you do get stumped, then ask 25 people to give you three words to describe you. Okay? Because again, these are going to be your guiding principles. Now, once you have at least five core values, now it's time to put them into practice. This is where you're going to integrate them in your life and your business. So once you have identified your core values, you need to integrate them into your daily life and your business practices immediately. Even if this means clearly communicating them to your team, your stakeholders, your accountability partners, use them as a framework. Use your core values as a framework for your decision making, to evaluate opportunities, to make sure and check if they are in alignment with your values. Again, anytime an opportunity arises, anytime you're making a decision, does this align with my core values? When I look at my core values, they're honesty, integrity, balance, fun, clear communication. Those are my core values. And they have been for a few years. But here's something that I want you to note. Your career values can evolve and they can change. Your core values can evolve and change over time. They are not constant. They're not stagnant. Some of the words or core values can still be there 10, 15 years from now, and some may change and you may say, hey, I want to tweak those. Just remember, we all continue to grow and learn and change. So it's okay to go back and reassess your values to ensure that they still resonate with you and where you are in life and where you aspire to be in the future. So to sum up, having core values both in life and in business is not just some magical buzzword. It's the fundamental aspect of success and fulfillment. And when we live and lead with integrity, guided by our values, we create a meaningful and purpose-driven experience. So that wraps up this particular episode of Work It, Live It, Own It. I hope you've gained some valuable insight into the importance of having your own core values in life and business. And remember to reflect on your values, to make sure that you integrate them into your actions, and watch how you shape your path towards success. But most importantly, don't forget to work it, live it, own it in your everyday life. Take care. Bye now.